Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 27th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the 2014 FIFA World Cup currently underway in Brazil.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fold, get up, oh, oh, and if you fold, get up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Time for Africa.
Once again, thanks for joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's number one sport, soccer.
The last 16 teams at the 2014 World Cup in Brazil have been decided, and the knockout rounds get underway tomorrow. When was Brazil take on Chile?
And of course, notable casualties so far from the group stages include the reigning champions, Spain, as well as Italy, England, and Portugal.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message right now on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah,
Onguka Gibbs, nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezviri kubuda ku Brazil kumakwikwi e 2014 World Cup. Sezvatataura pane mikono yakawa Spain, England, ne Portugal dzato buda ku Africa. Timu dzanga dzichitarisirwa kuti dzinogona kubudirira Ghana. Ya ikaenda kumusha yakatakura mukwende pachitiwo Ivory Coast zvimwe chetezvo asi kuchine Algeria iri kutamba kumakwikwi aya ne Nigeria.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing, ungabona ama teams amakula njenge Spain sechai pansi ungano kuyamangalisa vanenge kodwa hayi yaingachayekanga kuibona yaingazani bona nje ntutu mfowethu kuzobuya Italy layo ungazani wakunzima England yaitola makapa mzai then kuzobuya ke Portugal kati yaisenzani. You can wonder ukuti babelo babesenzani World Cup kwakuyangisa kakhulu. Africa ke Algeria and Nigeria, it's difficult to pronounce it.
Indeed.
Algeria and Nigeria, they're down there, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
We hope for the best there. And then we've got Ghana and Ivory Coast totally out.
Indeed, very disappointing, especially for the Ivory Coast side. Much was expected.
Exactly.
And as usual, we have an in-studio guest in Zimbabwe. We say, begged by public demand. That's sports guru, VOA sports guru, Sonny Young is our special guest. He was here again last week, and we appreciate you coming this evening to join us, Sonny.
Blessing and Gibbs, great to be here, and hello Zimbabwe, sporty World Cup greetings.
Thank you, Sonny.
Sonny, of course, before we go to the other issues, let's start with the so-called group of death that had, of course, the United States of America, Ghana, and also Portugal. Did it live to its billing? Germany, of course, topped that group. Did it live to its billing as the group of death?
I think it did. In terms of the drama surrounding that group, the Americans basically had to sweat it out right until the end of the Ghana-Portugal match before they were able to kind of breathe a sigh of relief and say, we've made it to the next round. Yeah. The result of the Ghana-Portugal match, at one point Ghana equalized to make it 1-1. If they had scored a second goal against the Germans, the Black Stars would have gone through to the next round. But Ronaldo, the great Portuguese star, it was interesting because he earlier he set up that he set up the pass that that kind of stopped the Americans, hurt the Americans. As somebody said, he was the savior, and earlier he was like the devil for the Americans. And I think they were the Americans are thanking Cristiano Ronaldo right now.
Now winding back, Ghana versus USA. That match was dramatic, right?
Yeah, very dramatic. I think one of the best matches I've seen was Ghana's second match against Germany, 2-2 draw. But getting back to the first match against the USA, I thought the Black Stars outplayed the Americans.
Yes.
They were the better team on the night. They controlled the ball possession. They had more scoring opportunities, and yet that opening goal by Clint Dempsey, I think it maybe came back to haunt the Black Stars after they've been knocked out of this tournament. But he scored that opener right within 30 seconds of the match, and then the Americans got the game-winning goal near the end of the match on the header by John Brooks. Getting back to Ghana's match against Portugal, I thought they would score that second goal.
Yeah.
I really did. But, yeah, it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. Ghana was thought by many, including me, I thought Ghana had the strongest African team that was going to Brazil. You'll remember 4 years ago they made it to the quarterfinals
in
South Africa. And, I think you have to discuss what happened before the Portugal match with there was controversy over appearance fees.
That's right.
With the Ghana team, and two key players, Sully Muntari and Kevin Prince-Boateng, were suspended.
Yes.
And my understanding of what happened in terms of Boateng is he said something quite harsh to the head coach, Apia, who took offense. And in terms of Muntari, he apparently punched a GFA official.
Yeah, yeah.
And after those actions, they said, you're off the team, or we're suspending you from the team.
Yeah, yeah. And what is said also is seeing a Ghanaian player, you know, actually kissing money. Like, this guy was caught on camera, you know, carrying lots and lots of money, kissing it, saying, this is my money. What's the meaning of that? I mean, what's the problem?
Well, in terms of the appearance fees, FIFA gives a very large sum of money to each of the 32 teams that qualify for the World Cup. And I think it is about $3 million, $3 million US per team. And I think that was at issue with the Black Stars, that they felt that money was not going to go to them.
Instead
would go to maybe officials.
Or politicians.
The ones that weren't actually playing the matches.
Yeah.
And so they said, we want to see that.
No.
The cash, physical
the
money.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the match. And I think tempers really flared.
Yeah.
There was a lot of tension. And so I don't see how it helped them ahead of the match against Portugal. And it kind of, I don't know, it sort of links right up with what happened to Cameroon.
Indeed.
That's it.
It's the same thing. You know, they delayed in going to the World Cup by about 12 hours because there were these arguments. And I'm also told the same thing, sadly, is happening to Nigeria. So,
right now,
you know, it's a big problem. We have our first caller, Maxwell. Magadi Mkoma Maxwell. Mkoma Maxwell.
Hello, ndiri kunzwai.
Muri kuona sei mitambo yeWorld Cup, mitambo 16 yasara iri kutanga mangwana iyi.
Yeah, mitambo tirikiona hairi kufamba zvakanaka but ndinotanga nekuti makorokoto kumatimu edu emuAfrica maviri aya akakusikira kusvika kumulast 16 but ndandakatarisira kuti kufanokwanisa kupinda kana matatu kana mana vatambi vedu vemuAfrica havana kuzvipira kana vachitamba kumanational team mando problem
saka togadzirisa sei dambudziko
kutogadzirisa dambudziko kutongopa vatambi mari ndo dambudziko magadzirisiro aringaita
asi pane timu dzasara idzi mukombe Maxwell ndeipi yamuri kufunga kuti inosimudza mukombe
ndakatarisira
German
kana Brazil
kufa
zvangu apa mitambo yei Mexico andione Mexico aingatori mukombe pakati peBrazil neGermany wani inobuda nemukombe wavo
aiwa tinotenda mukombe Maxwell
okay
Of course, Sony Maxwell is complaining that, you know, African players are not showing any commitment and is worried by these fights for money and is predicting that Germany is going to win the cup. If Germany fails, it is going to be Brazil. I think we have a second caller. Mr. Opo Ogumbo?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Of course, Sony, I talked to Hopewell earlier on. He's interesting. In that, I think he's the only Zimbabwean who has been supporting Uruguay through and through.
Okay.
from day one.
even with Suarez not on the team anymore.
With Suarez having some toothpicks and, you know, trying to clear his teeth, you know.
Now, let's talk about Suarez. You were protesting on Facebook that maybe the punishment was too harsh. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, I do not condone offenses in football, whatever they may be. You know, there are people who have lost their careers because people have gone on to them with a hard tackle, and they lose their career, and some at times it becomes a bit too much for them. In Zimbabwe, we have the current and recent issue of the ZPC Kariba player who was rudely tackled and might have damaged his career forever. But also, I think FIFA must be a bit consistent in terms of how they punish people. There was a head-butting. You remember the famous Zinedine Zidane issue. There was also the Pepe incident, of the ball incident. And I think FIFA should please have been very consistent in that so that we ensure that our game is clean.
So you are saying that FIFA was... too harsh on Suarez?
You know, my judgment will be very biased. You know, we are going to the 16th round, and we will not have Suarez. It is a big impact onto us, and it is going to be difficult for the morale in the camp to rejuvenate. We just hope that our coach will do something for us to be able to sail through at least to the final.
So Uruguay minus Suarez are still hoping Uruguay is going to win the tournament.
Like another person who is ardently supporting their team, my greatest wish would be to be in the finals and lift the trophy. You know, in the last edition, we dropped out in the semifinals, and for some coincidence, Suarez was not in the team that played in the semifinals. So I know it does so much damage on a minimum to us, the supporters. And I'm sure the inspiration that he's been bringing onto our team is going to be lacking in the next game.
And you must be very unpopular, Hope. Remember what Suarez did to Ghana in South Africa in the 2010 World Cup. You still...
I'm aware of that, but... to be honest with you, I'm not rich now. I'm not the color. I'm not anything when it comes to soccer. I love Uruguay. I've supported that team since 1991, and I'm part of Uruguay's life.
What's the reason? why do you love this team? Why do you love it?
For some reason, I'm not too sure, but I love it.
Thank you so much, Hope, for joining us.
Yeah, I think Uruguay has to they have to miss Suarez. I mean, he's such an inspirational player. Yes. That match against England, I mean, what a
he tore the The squad are bad. You know?
Some Uruguay fans are saying maybe it was a British conspiracy to have him kicked out of the World Cup. But, you know, this is the third time that Suarez has done this. He did it in Holland, was suspended for 7 games. He did it against a Chelsea player. He was suspended for 10 games. You know, he didn't play the first 10 games of the English Premier Soccer League this season. And at the World Cup, you know.
The world's biggest stage.
There's a lot that is happening there. If you look at what some other players are doing, for example, Mundari, this guy was distributing money in public, you know, like he was caught in this kind of video, giving people, poor people, money. And I don't know what you think about that.
I was just stunned about what came out of that Ghanaian camp. I think, you know, in terms of the discipline, you have to have everything in place before
you get to Brazil.
You know, the bonuses and the payment issues have to be they have to be settled well in advance. I mean, I would guess the Brazilian players aren't worrying about payments and Messi and Argentina. Everything's already set, and so their mind is on football.
Yes.
So yeah, it's very sad. Very sad.
Very sad indeed.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about the 2014 World Cup. And today we have our VOA sports guru, Sonny Young, and of course, my colleague, Gibbs Dube. We are talking about the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. But if you ask Brazil fans, they are quick to remind you that this is Neymar's World Cup. That's what they want to believe. It's Neymar's World Cup, not just the World Cup. We have another caller. Tina Mkoma Bernard. Magadi Mkoma Bernard. Aywa, isu tiripo Mkoma Bernard. Murukona se mtambo ya World Cup. Right, mangwana kune Brazil ne Chile ndepi amurufunga kuti iri kuwina apa?
Apa ndikomana 3 dzo Argentina Brazil ne Netherlands
dzo. Saka murufunga kuti Brazil inokunda Chile mangwana.
Ya Brazil inokunda Chile, kokunda pa Chile apa kumberi kwatoma uko. Ndiye ato right iko
yavo. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mkoma Bernard nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maita basa mufarisa wamwe ikoko.
Aiwa, tinova mhorisa vese tinotenda zvikuru.
Ya, pandungo pina masingwa.
Handiti ka aiwa mufamba zvakanaka muone game mangwana. What Bernard is saying is that this is now big boy business. He's saying that players like Messi, players like Neymar, Van Persie, this is their stage now, you know, so it's not for the soft-hearted anymore, you know?
Messi was fantastic against Nigeria.
Indeed.
I think he was the one player that Nigeria had no answer for. And the similarity between him and Ronaldo is with one touch of the ball, they can change the outcome of the match.
Yes.
I mean, when Ronaldo and the Portuguese played the USA, I thought Ronaldo was relatively quiet.
He
didn't do much, and then at the very last second,
players do, right?
He set up the winning, the equalizing goal. And with Messi, Nigeria, as one of my Nigerian friends says, he's like the thorn in Nigeria's side. I think he loves playing against Nigeria.
He seemed to be enjoying it. He was laughing throughout the match. Of course, we have another caller. Nelson, Mkoma Nelson Magadi. Aiwa tiripo murikuona sei mitambo yekupedzisira yasara idzorai volume radio yenyu kuti tinzwanane.
Hello.
Alright, inzwa.
isakatamba bhora chaizvo paZimbabwe apo.
Mukoma Nelson, varai mawindo eradio kuti tinzwanane. Mukoma Nelson.
Zvinoita bhora, akabhora, one man cannot make a team. Bhora rinotambwa seteamwork. Isu vakuru vedu vebhora vangada ana Nelson Shirwa vanoita vachumbo jeti vaya. Dana Jobho Kadenguva naikwanisa kutungamirira zvinhu zvebhora. Zvino timu dziri kutamba kuworld cup ka ana Brazil awaka vari kuti Brazil ndi Neymar, Argentina ndi Lionel Messi. Zvino bhora ratambo richidaro mwanamai bhora akamukanya kutarisira matimu ari kutamba Germany iri kutamba setimu vari vese vakabatana kozove izvi Ghana yaitamba bhora rakanaka setimu kozva Netherland iri kutamba bhora rakanaka zvakare setimu saka zviri kuitika paworld cup apa hazvii zvinorwadza nekuda kwatamba matimu vere muafrica aya asi tokuda zvauti Nigeria iitamba zvakanaka zvayo asi timu dzichatoenda mufinal ndirikuudzai mukoma kambe kuri kupinda Germany nenetherlands
Germany nenetherlands
ende dzikapinda Germany nenetherlands Netherlands ine mukana wakura chaizvo kutora mukombe uyu saka iri chinhu chikuru yatataura kuma african teams yedu aya tisakudze mari kana takazova zvino vanhu vebhora vane chipo chebhora ka ngatiratidzei zvatinogona then tozopiwa mari dzi yatapedza kutamba vanenge vagwiriza mari yavanoiswa kujeri mari yobhadhara kane hurumende dzavobhadhara maplayers mushure menge vatamba bhora rati vahwina kwete kuti muri kuenda kuhondo makutanga kuchemera kuti aiwa ko mukadzi wanga usara nani hee chichi aiendai kuhondo ndoti chikuru chiripo mukamai saka vatinyadzekekomana veghana ava nekuchemera mari yeyo inigeria iyo iyi
aiwa mukoma Peter tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda of course the line was a bit faint but what Peter is essentially saying is that you know there are some teams that are like a one-man band you know he's talking about Brazil saying it's like it's all about Neymar. Argentina, it's all about Messi, Messi, Messi.
Right.
Right. But I remember the days of Maradona. He could do it single-handedly. Hence, they were saying it's Maradona and 10 others.
and maybe during Pele's time. Pele's time, it was almost the same thing. You know, it was Pele and others.
Right.
So in most cases, there's somebody that is leading. And these guys are leading too, right?
Yeah, but he's saying Germany is a very technical side and they play as a team. He's saying the same goes for the Netherlands and also Nigeria to some extent. And of course, he's complaining that this issue of money, you know, is really, really troublesome. You know, it's embarrassing for Africa that players demand cash upwards. He's saying they should just, you know, play football and then talk about money later. Because he's saying this has been the biggest problem. Regai titoremwe muteereri koma Jema makadi kuHarare. Makadi. Hey, makadi henyu.
Hey, tiripo makadi henyu.
Aiwa tiripo. Muri kuona sei nyaya yeWorld Cup?
Asi zvekuti nechio ndechekuti dzedu dzemaafrica dzadzoka dzoita shoma saka tikuona kuti dambudziko rinekwatiri nekuti dai zvichibvira pa vanhu tisati tasunga matoro edu kuti taakuenda kuhondo yedu yeworld cup dai tichigara pasi nevatiri vedu nevakuru vedu totaurirana taurirana kuti zvatinga kuenda kunotambira kuworld cup zvii kwete kuzoti tati takuzimba kwevana kwatiipiru takutonga kuti inini ndinoraaini ndakazvangunaiaakundipatadza ndinoona ngezvi kuti tadzivisa kuti tiende mberi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vajema nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa ndinonzi jema
okay aiwa tinotenda zvikuru saka yamuri funga kuti ichahwina makwikwa aya ndeipi
inini makwiti ndakaisa
panetherlands aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndibatsirana kana zvarira mabrazil inotenga mashure
handiti ka aiwa thank you so much tinotenda zvikuru of course we have a note here someone has sent a message this is Stephen Moyo and Stephen says pass my greetings to the Sony side of sports, I would like to congratulate the two African teams that qualified for the next stage. This one is for you.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Stephen. And a quick note on Ghana. I know we've been kind of talking about the disciplinary problems, but on a positive note, Asamoah John scored against the Portuguese. He is now Africa's all-time leading scorer at the World Cup.
Six goals,
and I think he was tied with Roger Milla from Cameroon. So I think he can leave Brazil with his head held high.
That's powerful. Yeah,
That's a lot. He's played in three World Cups.
Yeah.
For Ghana, and I think he captained the team.
Indeed.
So I think he's probably going to be under the microscope when he gets back.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I think Steve McManaman was saying he should go back to Europe, not play in the Middle East. I think he's a brilliant player, and it's quite positive that he has managed to score those goals. It's not easy to score at the World Cup.
No, it sure isn't. Easy.
And perhaps on the same note, you know, there's Emmanuel Emenike. Mm-hmm. Of Nigeria.
He's been very impressive.
Very impressive. Right now, Chelsea, they want him. You know, Chelsea Football Club, they want to buy him. Mm-hmm. And they're offering about $16 million. Yes.
They're interested.
Yeah, that could be a good move. They're very much interested in him. Yeah, he looks good. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Zishawane. It's Nava Gumbo. Magadi Eva Gumbo. I was suited to Pokurise Zishawane. Kurukutonorera aiwa zvinodakadza murikuona sei mitambo ye World Cup iyi
ini wani handidakada redi zvizi kutodzwa nini zvizi kuti Netherlands ne Nigeria tichirimo ndo mafavorite teams zvangu
ndo dzamurikusupport aiwa mukaramba makateerera Studio 7 tinenge tichikuudzai kuti zviri kufamba sei
saka izvi nokuafrica kune Nigeria neipi
ne Algeria chete.
Ne Algeria dziri two,
ya dzimwe dzese dzinenge dzakadzokera kumusha.
Kumusha. Saka congratulations to Nigeria that it has gone a little bit further. Netherlands was my favorite.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagumbo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu mangwana. Kune mimwe mitambo inenge iriko Brazil iri kutamba neChile mangwana mu last round of 16. Kuchitiwo Colombia ichitamba neUruguay. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much. Of course, Mr. Gumbo is in rural Zimbabwe. He does not have access to the television. And you know, Sony 80% of Africa's population, they rely on the radio. So he's saying, of course, you are all doing a fantastic job keeping him informed about what is happening at the World Cup.
I think he mentioned the Dutch, didn't he?
Yes.
The Dutch seem to be a real popular team
indeed.
In Africa. I wonder if it's because of their colonial.
In Zimbabwe, I think maybe, you know, many Zimbabweans follow the British Premier League. I think because of players like Van Persie, who plays for Manchester United. So I think maybe, you know, they follow him a lot. That might explain it, because you would think that usually it was Brazil, right?
It was Brazil.
People were supporting Brazil. Yeah. I don't know, maybe Brazil, because it has not played well in the past World Cups, people are sort of, you know, skeptical whether they will deliver.
Yeah.
So
at times people go for underdogs, you know.
And
that this in many ways has been a World Cup for underdogs. Have Greece in the round of 16 for the first time, Algeria in the round for the first time. So yeah, very, you know, I think people like to root for the underdogs.
Yes.
Though if you ask me, I no longer believe that the United States is an underdog. They are playing extremely well.
Better than the Warriors, right?
That underdog tag to their advantage. Of course, we'll take a brief break, and we will be back for our radio listeners. We are streaming live. Just go to www.
The Voice of America.